Okay, so we spent some time recently discussing the avodah of tefillah and the primary role and place that tefillah has in a daily routine for a yid. We spoke mamish just b'kitzur about some inyanim in tefillah, drachim in tefillah, from the Chachamim Lezhner and the Baal Shem Tov Chassid Gaon Alinu. So now let's take a little peek at the post tefillah avodah. And this is something which is not mentioned frequently in Svarim HaKadoshim because we don't think about the avoda after the avoda. But there is an avoda after the avoda, and that's the mindset that a yid should have after finishing davening as he proceeds into the rest of his day. So let's take a look at just some of the Maamar Kamos and see if we can speak about this. So first and foremost is the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Nun Hei in Or Chaim. We have a very clear hadracha, which comes out from the Gemara. Acher sheyitz mi beis haknesses yelech lebeis hamedrash. So what a Jew should do after davening is to go to the beis medrash to go learn. V'yikve eis lilmoid. That's the time to learn Torah, if he has not yet done so before davening. V'tzarech sha'osa eis yekavuot shelo yavirenu. It should be a chayk v'lo yavar. That's seder. Afim hu sover l'harvi echarbe. Meaning even at the expense of a financial gain, a person should be very set on that Seder, that just like he doesn't miss a Shacharis, so too this Seder and Limud in the Beis Medrash afterwards should also be very important to a person not to forgo. Mishnah Berurah comments on this, Yilech LeBeis HaMedrash, the Isa B'Gemara, according to the Gemara, HaYotzi B'Beis HaKnesses, V'Nichnas LeBeis HaMedrash, V'Osek B'Torah, if a Jew goes from the Beis Knesses to the Beis Medrash, Zoich L'Mekab B'Pni Shechina. A very big deal. Shneemar Yilchu Mechayel El Chayel, he who goes from Chayil, which is davening, to Chayil, to Limud HaTorah, Yiroya Lelokim Mitzion. It'll be Mekabel Pnei Shechina. V'nihei, so the Mishnah Berurah comments, Bizmanam, in their days, Haya HaBeis HaKnesses Miyuchol LeTfilo, Beis HaMedrash Miyuchol LeTorah, L'chod. They had two separate places, one for davening, and one for learning. V'haya Darkam L'Espalu BeBeis HaKnesses, V'af Bizmanenu, Shemispalu L'Bebate Midrasho. So nowadays, we daven, and we do both learning and davening at the Beis Medrash. So you may think, for some reason, that this halacha is obsolete. Chas v'shalom, mikol mokom. Shaykh gam kein davar zeh, da'achar hatfila yelich litzchar b'ren Hashem eskim etorah. So immediately after davening, a person doesn't need to go anywhere, right? But you still have, you still marviach the inyan of Michael al-Chayah. It doesn't necessarily mean to go from one place to the next place. It means to go from tefila to Torah. And to engage in mishnayis v'chadoymeh, V'namar alav akasav, and he'll be zecha also to that bracha of Yechu Mechayel al Chayel. So we have a very clear hadracha from the Mishnah Berurah based on the Shulchan Aruch to go from limud from tefillah to limud haTorah. Ani astayti, I think that's really the pshat why at the end of davening, at least al pi nusach svard, we say Tanad ve'Elio. Because what do we say out of all the teachings of Elio Navi? What do we say? It seems a little bit out of place. We don't do so by the Ketores in the beginning of davening, right? Those who say Nosach Svar, so immediately after davening, when we do Ketores, we say Tanit Velio, Kol Hashanah Halachas B'choya Muftach Lo Shaban Elam Haba. Right? We speak about Liman HaTorah. Anybody who learns two Halachas in Torah, he's a Ben Elam Haba. Then we say Shalom Rav Lo Yavei Sarasecha, Tamidi Chamam Shalom Ba'ilam. We talk about the Shevach of Tamidi Chachamim, how they have a Shalom Rav, those who learn Torah. And we encourage everybody to learn two Halachas every single day. It's not a lot. It's speaking to a person who's running out to work. He needs to go work. So Eliyahu HaNavi is telling him that if he learns two halachas b'chol yom, he'll be zeichet to be in a ben olam haba. So dafka at the end of davening, we speak about the words of Eliyahu, which encourage limud haTorah, because that's exactly where a person is holding at that time, to go from tefillah to Torah. Of course, we know that which the Mishnah tells us in Berachos, Taf Lamed Amud Beis, Chasidim HaRishonim HaYushoim Sha'achas Koidim HaTfila, and also after the Tfila. So take a look at the Torah Simcha Rav Bunim, where he writes on this Mishnah, Chasidim HaRishonim HaYushoim Sha'achas Koidim HaTfila Liyashiv Da'itim LaShamayim, to prepare themselves. We spoke about Hachana for davening, and what's the Sha'achas Achar HaTfila? Zehayu Litzad SheTfilasim HaYazako Utzlulu Me'or B'kdusha V'tahara. That their davening was very pure and filled with Kedusha and Tahara. He says that since they daven with such a clarity and such a kedusha and tara, so they use that hour after davening these chassidim rishonim in order that they should be menaka themselves, to free themselves from any gaiva, which a person can have after having a very good davening. Right? Where I think we're not so close to such madrigas. And there's different interpretations of why a person needs a sha'achas after davening, like we said before, to learn Torah. And learning Torah means that all the inyanim which come down during tefillah, they should have a keli to go into. So by having a sha'achas achar tefillah, it doesn't necessarily mean dafka sha'achas. It means a time. A time after davening for a person to have an emsoi, to be able to mibakabel all the brachos of davening in order to be a clay kibul. A person should have some time from introspection. It's a time after a person has gone up and he has that hisayrus during davening to be able to ground himself and to be able to be makabel all of the hatzlachos which he had from that tefillah. Take a look at the next Ma'amar Makom, the Degamach and Ephraim, it's according to the Baal Shem Tov. So he says, it's known from my grandfather, the Baal Shem, Sha'achar ha'tfilah, sha'odem isfalo, tzarech lihizar b'ma'isaf. A person has to be careful afterwards. Ki olol hu lipol chas v'shalom l'kas, l'shar dvarim she'enim huganim. A person can come to kas after davening. V'hayno im isfalbim des yira, if a person davened with yira, he can fall to kas, which is the invert, the opposite of yira. A person has to know how he daven, how to be cautious after davening, not to fall dekas. So what? How does a person correct this? He should go immediately after davening to Devei Torah and not to Malacha. And he says, "V'hadvarim halol tzarich be'rav ha'mekarachov." I need a lot of explanation what this means. Kilo nitin achtav al ha'sefer. And then he quotes the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, who based this on the Mishnah, "V'chol Torah she'einim ha'malacha sofu b'teilav agavir esavam," meaning that Torah or malacha after davening will free a person from avon chas v'shalom, that a person can fall to kas. He doesn't explain here, but the emek in why a person can come to kas is because when a person davens, a person is zeichet to tremendous what's called moichin. That the whole Seder of the Arizal, he reveals the whole inyan of how we bring down Moichin to the Zeranpin and to the Nukva during davening. And a person is also Zeicha to many things during davening. And because he elevates himself and he reaches a Madriga through his Tefillah, and he has to come down so he can come Lidekas. He can come Lidekas because it's what's called the Histalchus HaMoichin. And a person loses almost everything at the end of davening. Of course, it's a gradual process, which what the Tzaddikim say, and Rabbunim is touching upon this, that the sha'achas achar tefillah is for a person to be able to come back to this world a little bit. So if a person goes very quickly from davening, and then he goes into the mundane world, so he can come lidei kas, and there's no transitional period. One of the worst things that a person can do after having a good davening is to go home and speak to your wife. Really. Because a person can come lidei kas. It's very easy for a person to come lidei kas. And Eitz of the Tzaddikim say also to be careful after davening is to taste a little something before coming home. Because even the ti'ima itself brings a person into this world, back into this world, after having a whole night and a whole morning, depending on his davening, that in order for a person, he may be very hungry. And a person has to be careful from the words of the Baal Shem, Shema Yavali Dekas. So therefore, a person has to have the klalim in his hand to know that since it's like a dangerous time, Rav Pinchas Karzer says, it's a sakana for a person to go straight from davening into Inyanim Gashmiim. And even when he says Shemalacha, doesn't mean to do a malacha, which is like to go to work. You know, it means like to engage himself in something, to bring himself to make a keli in this world when he's coming down from davening. But for us, that's not as nogei as it is to learn after davening, that a person should go from tefillah lidei Torah in order to be able to be makabel the oris of davening, in order to that time after davening, being that it's a kas, he should at least to catch himself, and if he puts those moments into Torah, alachas kama v'kama, that it's good. So in the Sefer Mishmeres Itamar, this will be my first time actually quoting the Sefer, he was a Talmud of the Chayza from Lublin, he writes in this week's parasha, Parashas Veschanan, something very clear. It's a beautiful Maramakom, and it's a beautiful Sefer, as I learn through it a little bit, has a lot of beautiful things in it. He writes on the Pasuk in this week's parasha, Veschanan al Hashem ba'isa hilimor, which is of course the source in Torah for all in Yonim and Tefillah, Veschanan, as you know, is Gematria Tefillah. So he quotes the Magid, which is the Magid from Mezrich, v'hoisircha, that you'll have extra, l'tayva b'fi vitnecha, for good, b'fi vitnecha, and your children. So he explains the Hatam Sisu, you know, the quick version of what was said there. Al derech mashakos b'sifrei Kabbalah. He's quoting the Arizal. Be'inyan she'eris hatzilus, which means that, like we said before, that after davening, there's still a ha'ara from the worlds of davening. So what does that mean for us? So he says, v'hainu she'tzarech ha'oved, he who serves Hashem, she'yurshem bo kedushas avodas hatfilah, that a person has to make a roshem from the kedusha of the avodah of davening. V'lasis she'eris gam achar hatfilah, that a person has to take some leftovers after davening from his davening. That all of his asik that he'll do during the day, which is in gashmias, and even all of his mundane speech he'll do during that day, that they'll all have a ha'ara from the kedushas hatfila. Al derech amr, like the Gemara says, halavai she spalal adam kol hayom kula. Halavai, person should daven all day. Right? So what is the emek of what that means? A person can't daven the entire day. That's pashat. That there should be a ha'ara of davening the entire day. That's what the Gemara means. That the davening should be so strong, and the avoda after davening should be lichtig as well, that a person should take from his davening throughout the entire day. V'zehu nirmaz, that's the pshat in this pasuk, b'derech remez, v'eschane el Hashem ba'isahi. Perish, b'kdushas es hatfila v'hatchina. So when I daven to Hashem at that time, it should be leimor. Hainu, shekolim raisa v'diburai, that all of my speech throughout the entire day afterwards, yiyu b'kdushas es hatchina v'hatfila v'havim. That they should all have a ha'ara of davening throughout the entire day. This is exactly what we spoke about leading up to this point, and maybe we'll speak about this tomorrow, b'siyata d'shmaya. But if not for a later time, that davening is the central point of the entire day. Everything leads up to davening. Shachar should be considered in a Jew's life as not just the beginning of his day, but the middle of his day. That he wakes up before davening, he makes a chanas for davening, and even from Ma'ariv, as we quoted Pinchas Karzer, starting from Ma'ariv, he makes a chanas for davening. Shachar is the epicenter of his day. Because everything before Shachar, he's preparing for Shachar, and that's called the ha'ara of Torah and all the hachanas for davening. And then after davening, he's supposed to have that entire avoda leading up to davening, which is either the limud before davening, and then the davening itself, and then the learning after davening, that he has a ha'ara of Torah and tefillah, which is going to take him through the entire day. That everything which he does during that day, whether he's going to be eating or talking or working, whatever it is, that he has a ha'ara from the kedusha that the tefillah should leave such a roshim on him, that he'll be able to take it into his mundane things. That's what we see from the Torah. We see by Yaakov Avinu, that he spent 14 years learning Im Shem Ve'Ever. And all that really you see was a hachana for the tefillah which he had, Vayifka Bamakom, that he davened a ma'ariv there. And then he says, Ma'noira Hamakom Hazeh, I can't believe that the kedusha of this place. In actuality, the 14 years of learning were a preparation for such a tefillah. He was zeichet to more during that davening than he was zeichet to the entire 14 years in Shem Ve'Ever. That wasn't just like a fleeting dream. Yaakov Avinu took that message of that dream, and that was his whole derech avodah in the house of loving was from that dream. Everything that gave him such a chizik, that davening, that ma'ariv, that he was able to survive in the house of Lavan. That's exactly what you see. So what's the smichas of Parshas, that after having a dream like this, he goes into the house of Lavan? The teretz is that after having a davening like that, you can go into the house of Lavan and survive working for 14 years. You have 14 years of davening to prepare for that tefillah, but that left such a roshim on him that it gave him a whole derech and an avoda how to survive in the gullus in the house of Lavan. And that has to be our prototype every single day. That the davening should be so strong, like Yaakov Avinu, that when you go into the house of Lavan, you have to make a parnasa, and you have to work, that the ha'ara of davening should be so great that there's a hashara, what's called the she'iris atzilus, which carries us through the entire day. Have a great day.